with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.
Outerbridge Reach is a section of the channel between Staten Island and New Jersey.
That's Robert Stone on Outerbridge Reach, the title of his breathtaking recent novel. Stone says that Outerbridge Reach is a semi-industrial wasteland, a bird sanctuary, and a landscape of tank farms.
It's a very surreal place. It's a kind of condemned place. It's a frightening place. And it stands in the novel not only for itself, but also for a certain state of mind or state of soul.
Here's the way Robert Stone describes Outerbridge Reach in his novel.
In a still backwater off the kill, ringed with lights like a prison yard, wooden tugs and ferries were scattered like a child's toy boats. Some lay half submerged and gutted, their stacks and steam engines moldering beside them in the shallows. Others were piled on each other, four and five high, in dark masses that towered above the water.
Stone's novel is the story of a man named Brown who pilots a 40-foot single-masted sloop in a solo race around the world.
Owen Brown, who is a salesman of boats, a man who really doesn't know nearly as much about boats as he persuades himself he does, sells himself on the boat, which is really not serviceable for that kind of a passage.
Outerbridge Reach is also the tale of a sailor's unfaithful wife and her affair with an amoral documentary filmmaker. With Outerbridge Reach, Robert Stone, a winner of the National Book Award, writes at the height of his powers, now a Harper Perennial trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Robert Stone drew on his own youthful background as a sailor when he wrote his novel, Outerbridge Reach.
Well, I had really sort of found myself at age 17 awash and with nothing really to do. And in those days, when you found yourself in that position, you went into the service.
The Brooklyn-born Stone joined the Navy in 1955. Coming from a broken family with an emotionally disturbed mother, Stone found that the Navy boosted his esteem.
I managed to feel as though I was doing something worthwhile, whether it was true or not.
And he loved being at sea.
I did, in fact, see the world. I got down to the Antarctic, which is something I drew on for Outerbridge Reach.
Outerbridge Reach is, in part, the story of a man's around-the-world sailing race. And one of the most vivid scenes is set on an Antarctic island with a whale graveyard of bleached bones.
The penguins, the landscape that's essentially black and white, and the different, the colors change according to the time of year. Somehow, I think that landscape was somehow in my consciousness and stayed there.
But to write Outerbridge Reach, Robert Stone needed hands-on experience in a small boat.
When I started writing this, I began to crew for a man who charters out of the Hudson River in the summer and out of Charlotte Amalie in the winter.
Outerbridge Reach by Robert Stone is epic in its story of the sea and complex in its treatment of disaffected and disillusioned people. Published in paperback by Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The Pranksters were, in a way, the beginning of that what was going to lead to the kind of mass bohemia of youth in the late 60s.
That's novelist Robert Stone, a former member of the Merry Pranksters, the 1960s California-based cult-like literary group. Now, Stone is a solid establishment writer. Does he miss his drug-hazed, alcoholic Merry Prankster days?
Only to the extent that everybody misses the time when they were young and having a good time. I wouldn't have missed it, and I think back on it fondly.
The Merry Pranksters, led by Ken Kesey, overlap with the beat writers, principally in the man who was the model for the central character in Jack Kerouac's On the Road, Neil Cassady.
Where he drove the bus when the bus went across the country in 1964, the Kesey bus, Neil Cassady was driving. Neil Cassady was very much part of the prankster scene.
The psychedelic bus careened across the country in 1964, winding up in New York for a party that is still being talked about.
At this party were Kesey and all the gang, also Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and Peter Orlovsky, and a man who claimed to be Terry Southern but wasn't.
Robert Stone says Kerouac didn't seem to like the Pranksters very much.
I think we probably looked to him like a bunch of suntanned California types. I think we looked a little bit like a Stanford fraternity party in a way, which was a little bit what we did look like.
Robert Stone's most recent novel, with its backdrop of a round-the-world solo sailing race, is Outerbridge Reach, just out in paperback from Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Robert Stone, a charter member of Ken Kesey's band of literary rebels, the Merry Pranksters, began to tire of the drug scene in the 1960s.
In order to get anything done. You had to stop doing it and go off in the silence and the loneliness and the frustration and write, which it's much more pleasant to party.
Robert Stone started his first novel, A Hall of Mirrors, in 1962, but it was years before it was finished.
I think I'd thought that this was going to be the book that I was going to spend my life not writing. I knew a lot of people who'd done that, who had a book. They spent all their time ostensibly writing it, but what in fact they were doing was not writing it.
So when A Hall of Mirrors was finally published in 1967 and won a Faulkner Award as Best First Novel, Stone was surprised, relieved, and pleased.
Also frightened at the prospect of now having this be no longer something between me and the kitchen table, but something that was going to be put before the world.
But Stone found it hard to completely break with the Merry Pranksters.
But I was back from time to time. I was going between London and California at one point. And then in 71, I went to Vietnam. I was a nominal correspondent of a small English publication called Inc.
His experience in Vietnam led to his novel Dog Soldiers, which won the National Book Award in 1975. Some critics say his most recent novel, Outer Bridge Reach, is his best. It's a Conradian epic that blends the confusion of vulnerable characters with the sweep of the sea. Now a Harper Perennial trade paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I think essentially it's a gift. Some have it and some don't.
That's novelist Robert Stone on the talent to create. Stone believes the gift is given to those who are struck by language. He was a radio baby.
I always remember being really taken with the old radio shows. I was a child in the great age of radio. I remember Sam Spade describing his adventures to us while they were taking place. The narrative really fascinated me. I just loved it.
Robert Stone believes in plot and says the writer gets no points for sincerity.
The entertainment level is really all there is. I mean, you have to tell a good story. You have to entertain people.
Stone is a recipient of the Mildred and Harold Strauss Living Award, which provides him a five-year subsidy just to write. He's the author of five novels, the most recent of which is Outer Bridge Reach. He's learned a lot of tricks over the years.
Getting the dialogue right, hearing the sound, not indulging yourself, never thinking you're cute, I mean, being your own hardest critic, those are all tricks of the trade.
Outer Bridge Reach is the story of three troubled people, but the focus is on a man who embarks on a solo boat race around the world. Unlike the LSD hallucinations of Stone's youth, it's the sea that causes the sailor to hallucinate.
Joshua Slocum, who, as far as we know, was the first man to sail single-handedly around the world, had elaborate hallucinations. He imagined that he was talking to Columbus's first mate.
Outer Bridge Reach by Robert Stone, one of the New York Times' most notable books of 1992, is now in paperback from Harper Perennial. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.